And know that the information that you're given during these days, during this time, will be integrating. It'll be integrating when you sleep. It'll be integrating when you don't know it. So you can come out of that thinking part of your mind right now and relax a little more. And just let yourself be open, be a receptive vessel for these healing messages, for these transformational messages. The channels always reflect the times we're in and the gifts that we have to navigate those times, these times. Take another breath. Soften your body a little bit more. Slowing things down. And then again, creating an opening, creating this place of receptivity inside you so that you receive the words, you receive the messages, but you also receive the waves of energy that are coming to you, that go out into the field, and that field touches all of us. And let that wrap itself around you and hold you in love and in honor, in respect for the human and our amazing journey as we receive with grateful love the messages of Adiranda and Kryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? So very good to see your love, your light, your brightness, your divine presence on this wondrous day. You know, dearest beings of light, every time you plan something, every time you think about something, every time you think, okay, this is what we're going to do, the universe says, I don't know, that may be not what you are doing. And you flip around and you go into a different direction. You are now presently going to be a basketball player. You are going to keep all the basketballs juggling into the air, and you're going to be able to pivot in any direction at a moment's notice. Yes, we know that is what you feel like. Like you're going to go here, you're going to go there, you're going to go everywhere. That is why they call it a pivot. One foot is stationary, anchoring you where you are. Anchoring's okay, so I know I'm right here. And the other foot is jumping around and moving you in any direction. You see, that is the way of the future right now. That is that power place to keep all those energies juggling up and thinking, okay, so which basket am I going to look at? Which place am I going to throw this ball? And then you have to pivot and move in a totally different direction. So you might as well get used to it. You might even practice pivoting. So in your living room or your bedroom or maybe out in your driveway, practice pivoting in any direction and getting a basketball and throwing it up and seeing if you hit some sort of a basket somewhere. Those of you that know the vessel Marilyn know that she's not a big basketball player. She's played it a few times when she was in high school, and that is about it. And then she cracked her knee. But you see, it is about being able to move in any direction at a moment's notice. It is about being able to see, sense, feel, hear, and know intuitively what is coming in the very next minute, and then being able to adapt. You know, in the olden days, before 2012, the metaphor was you would have car lights, and you could see as far ahead of you as far as the car lights would go. So you could see maybe 200 feet in front of you, or in that metaphor of intuition, you would see maybe a day or two or a week or two in front of you and be able to accommodate that. And then after 2012, it was like we use the metaphor of a flashlight. Okay, so you can see as far as your flashlight can shine, which is maybe 6 or 8 feet. And then you move to the cell phone and you were able to move as far as your cell phone light, which is maybe 3 feet or 2 feet. Now, it is like the light has been turned off. That is right. It is like you are sitting here in the dark, waiting to pivot, waiting for the light to come on, and you forget that you are the light. So you illuminate your own inner light. And as you illuminate your own inner light, that is how you accommodate the frequency that moves beyond your own belief system. Just as Dr. Ambar says, that moving beyond your own belief, moving beyond your old programs, in this dimension, in this earth, on this planet, most people were trained to believe that there was something wrong with them at birth. And that is not true. We've been telling you that for now 21 years. Kryon has been telling you that for 31 years. And then the star seeds come along. The beings of light that are born from the stars, and this is their first incarnation since then. They do not believe that there's anything wrong with them at birth. They do not have to get over that feeling of not being enough. They do not have to accommodate that energy. They are born from the stars. Now, yes, most of you are galactics. That is why we are facilitating a class in a few weeks about your galactic Akash, to see where your Akash is, where your galactic knowledge lies, and how to utilize it now. You see, in that capacity, there are root races of galactics, 12, as a matter of fact, in this galaxy, and they extend beyond this galaxy. And they connect in with the beings on this planet. That is why the galactics are watching you so much, to see what it is those little people on this little blue planet are doing. They have come in before and asked for your help. How are you helping? You see, there are many of you out there that you want to see the galactics with your eyes wide open, and yet you know it is not safe for them to be here yet as themselves. So they send messengers, the star seeds. So they send beings of light that carry the frequency of their own galaxy as well as the frequency of this galaxy. Now, that may be a bit wild for some of you out there. Get used to it. For you see, this planet has moved into a new realm. This planet has moved into the realm of being able to accomplish most anything with intention. All of the new healers and practitioners and seers and channels even are setting an intention, and that intention is coming through. That's why our vessel Marilyn and the joy talk so much about intention, because it is coming to pass right now. That is why they say, think of what you are saying, feel what you are saying, and if it's not positive, change your bracelet. You see, be aware of that intention, because there are more responding to that intention than what is in your family, your friends, your neighborhood, your town, your state, your country, your continent, and your planet, and your galaxy. We know it seems a bit far-fetched to look at this planet and think, well, so how can three galaxies away, and when you turn to the left, you have another galaxy, how can those energies be affected by you? Just you. And yet they are. It is like when you see the movies and you see those spy people and they go down the block and they listen to all the conversations in the houses, huh? That seems to be what is happening out there. They're listening. They're connecting. They're finding out how to express and experience that emotion called love. How to help their own species evolve with that guidance of love. Because they are very gifted intuitively, you have received that. They are very gifted technologically, you have received those gifts. They are very gifted in many different ways, but there seems to be that missing component of love and compassion out there. And you have that component. Yes, that energy of love and compassion equals joy. That energy of love and compassion equals evolution. That energy of love and compassion equals enlightenment. So then no matter what happens, no matter what the universe tosses your way so you can keep all those balls in the air and can pivot in any direction, you say, oh, that was great feedback. That was great feedback. We listened to a teacher, the vessel Marilyn, listened to a teacher this week that says, success means that you have already experienced lots of failure. Well, we disagree with that. We believe that you can indeed have success by looking at your own feedback. It is still an F word. Feedback is the key. So with each pivot, you say, oh, what did I learn there? And then you turn, pivot in another direction. Oh, well, what did I learn there? And then you pivot in another direction. And then you toss the ball into the basket. And sometimes it's a ringer. Or if it's not, do they have ringers in basketball? We do not know. If it is not, then you realize, oh, it is feedback. I need to toss it in a different way. You see what we say? Remember, there is no such thing as failure. You just pivot, look into the energy, see what you can learn, and think, ha! Well, that was great feedback. Let me see what I can do now. We told you a story once about a friend of ours that was talking to loan companies to get his business jump-started again, and talked to 85 banks before he got a loan. So Marilyn listened to a story about Walt Disney. You know Walt Disney. We believe you know Walt Disney. When he was jump-starting his business, he went to 300 banks before one said, well, that little mouse may have something that the people need right now. So what are you willing to do to pivot from where you are right now into where you are choosing to be, so every shot is a ringer? And if it's not, you go right on. That is the key. You know what they say, when you fall off the bicycle, get up and get back on? It is true. Dearest beings of light, we are your cheerleader. We see you and your pure potentiality. The galactics also see you and your potentiality, which is why they are paying attention, which is a good thing. For you each have things you can teach each other. You can teach them, and they can teach you. It's coming in through those star seeds, huh? Breathe. You are who you are designed to be. You are your own destiny. There is no one else on this planet like you. There is no one else in all the galaxies like you. So that uniqueness that is you is your own creation. You have the power, you have the presence, and you're in the process of getting the purpose. All those P's, we love them. As we love you. Deeply, wholly, and completely, just as you are. We bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is going to be message number 3 of 4 regarding joy. And we've titled the series Finding Joy in the Midst of Chaos. And in channel number 1, we identified the healing properties of joy, real healing properties, changing the chemistry of the human being. We talked about the times right now with COVID. We talked about worry and anxiousness actually perhaps in causing more sickness even than the virus has. Because of the uncertainty of the times, and today is no different than yesterday. In the second channel, we discussed ways of finding joy personally and some of the attributes that we mentioned so that you could find peace in times where there doesn't seem to be much. It's still so important, dear ones, that you enjoy these attributes as well as seeing them as academic, because joy is this way. It's not simply an emotion. It can be a state of mind. What if it was a rule of physics? In a certain way, perhaps it is, in an esoteric way. We gave you some of the elements earlier on. A few weeks ago, we've talked about it so many ways and so many times. This third message is one that talks about you with others. We have spoken so many times about the beauty of what the old soul is here for. And I say the beauty because it makes you smile to think that perhaps the job, if you want to say that, of the old soul is spreading peace, joy, facilitating the energy around them and their family, and showing what mastery might be like. And so this particular channel is a couple of the attributes that you might use around others, or perhaps some admonitions that you know about but that are difficult. Again, it has to do with joy, with laughter, with the peace of mind. So we're going to assume that perhaps you've listened to number one and number two, and you are then ready for three. If you don't know where one and two are, they're easy to find. My partner says it many times. They're all in one place on what you would call his website. Let's talk about number one. Negativity is a habit. Now, this is taught by so many. The teacher Marilyn, through Adironda, will teach this. She even has methods of reminding us when we are in the habit. And here's what I mean. Culturally, you are used to certain phrases, certain ways of doing things, certain attitudes. Culturally, you want to fit in. And so often, habitually, you're negative and you don't even know it. If you're going to help others around you, it's not going to be done with you being negative. And you will say, well, I'm not negative. I am a positive person. And I will say, perhaps you're a positive person with bad habits. And you will say, well, what do you mean by that? It's not a negative thing that you have a consciousness for as much as what comes out of your mouth automatically. Something happens in your life or a situation happens and you see and immediately you say, I knew that would happen. What has just occurred? Stop everything. What has just occurred is you told your body, your cells, the universe, anyone who is listening, all the guides, your soul, that you expected negativity. That's a habit. Now, whether you did or not, it was a habit. And so those around you hear that. If there are other humans or family or children, for instance, studying the persona of their parents, you let things slip out that might be negative. And in that, you don't mean to. So the first attribute is listen to your self-talk. Listen to what you say during certain situations and be aware that so much of it is cultural, because the culture you live in, dear ones, is negative, if you didn't already know. Watch your mass media and see what they do in order to make you watch. Is it positive and uplifting and fun? And the answer is no. The more horror they can give you, the more people watch. You are in a negative culture and you have the habits of your culture. That's number one. Number two, it's an actionable item. That means it involves work. When you are around others, their friends, their family, their associates, whatever, try your best to negate negativity without confrontation. Now, this is critical. Don't make anyone wrong by what you say. Instead, show by testifying how you are the difference. For instance, this is a tough one. You say, it's a great day today. And the associate or your partner or your family member says, not for me, it isn't. And you say, well, maybe that will change. And the answer will be, not today, it won't. What you start to see is negativity, and you cannot believe it when you start realizing how much there is from those around you who don't seem to want to say anything positive about anyone, including themselves. Well, you say, you look nice today. And they'll say, well, that's right now. You should have seen me yesterday. In other words, there is no agreement at all. It doesn't seem you can even get to what they call first base with any of that which you say. And yet, I will tell you, you are making a difference. Those who watch this process will see it. You will be known as a positive person. What comes out of your mouth or what you say without any confrontation, without you saying, why are you always negative? Don't ever do that. Instead, what you do is try to turn things around to the most positive place, even for those who don't seem to appreciate it or want it. And I'll tell you why. Because between the two consciousnesses, the one that is most attractive, the one that makes the most sense, the one that people want to look at is you. How do you feel about being around someone who's always negative? And the answer is, it's not fun. It's not exciting for you. It's work. And so slowly you start to see that if you cannot change them, at least you have put that which is positive in front of them with choice. Others around you may see what is going on and actually change what they say or how they think. Well, he or she is right. This is a good time, perhaps, to consolidate our thoughts in positive things, to make some changes, because we can't go out or we can't do the things. So what else can we do which is fun and happy and exciting? Let's do it together. That happens. And it might not have happened if you hadn't been positive in front of your friends. Never confront, but instead show them that which is good. Number three, the most difficult one. You haven't heard me say this that often. There are human beings who literally are invested in being negative. All of their lives, that is all they have been or seen, and their personality is one which is negative, you can tell. You can tell because your happiness irritates them. Your happiness irritates them. Your positive thoughts, your wishing to turn things around, is not anything they're considering. They're looking at you and saying, go away, kid. You bother me. They are invested in negativity and will not change. There are those, and you know I'm right. What do you do with those? And the answer is, don't be with them. And you might say, well, that's tough. They're my family. I am talking to a group of people right now, old souls, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because sometimes you've removed yourself from your family. I know who's listening. The most difficult thing you can do is go back for a holiday and watch all the negativity fly around the table, and they don't even know it. You irritate them with what you have to say about the hope for the planet. You irritate them when you laugh too much. So if you haven't figured it out yet, sometimes you can't fix people. And the only answer is to remove yourself and find those who think like you, who believe there's hope for the planet, for themselves, for their health, for life. The last one we have said before, joy can be contagious. So you're not battling uphill with family and friends necessarily. If they're open for change and you can tell, or trying to figure out who you are, they will motivate themselves across the room to be with somebody who is positive, who smiles a lot. I'm going to talk about that one next. One who listens to what they have to say without criticizing or have habits that are negative. One who will not necessarily engage in political discussion because it never works. Or if you have to, that you would say very little or that which is positive as much as you can. This is the kind of person people want to be around, dear ones. And I've said it before. Pick your favorite master, whoever it is, on this planet, and think about their lives and what they did. Were they always spewing criticism? And the answer is never. What came out of their consciousness and the messages they had were always uplifting, always talking about what is possible, always giving hope. And they did it in a benevolent way. That's mastery. Joy is contagious, dear ones, and the more you spread it and the more you show it, the more you'll find your group. Dear ones, that is the answer to how you can affect others with what you have, which is joyful. We'll be back for the next message about joy. And so it is.